And we're back out here to Valley West High School. 54-49 is your final. Adair KC over Van Meter. And I have Josh Harris sitting next to me with the most ecstatic look on his face I've ever seen. Josh, how does it feel after this game?
Oh, it's crazy, man. I didn't know if it was ever going to happen. I was a little nervous that we were down 35-30 somewhere in the second half, and we pulled it out.
There in the first half, you weren't looking at your best play for a while there, and Coach sat you down for a couple minutes and talked to you. What did he say that made you come out and get all those rebounds and points down the stretch?
He's just telling us how hard we work. He's like, don't play nervous. Do what you've been doing all season. And so came out second half and did it.
Was it nervousness heading into a bigger arena like this, kind of the atmosphere?
Like, well, just the hoops alone. It's just kind of like they're out there. I'm not used to playing in such a big place. And then also with all the fans and everything, I was a little nervous. But I finally got over it in the second half.
That was some great play there in the second half, just pulling down the board, ending up with 13 points on the night. And it's just got to be a great feeling. So congratulations.
It's the greatest feeling ever. Thanks a lot, man.
And I think we're going to get Ryan Moon down here.
Here you go, Ryan.
As Ryan's joining me. First off, congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you. Oh, man, it was worth it. Oh.
What a great performance tonight. You usually average right around 7 points a game or so, but Leifer was struggling, Harris was struggling throughout the night, and you just stepped up, got 12 points, and you were really playing with some enthusiasm out there.
Yeah, I just wanted it bad. We've worked since our freshman year, and we just got whomped. We got thrown into the fire, and it was well worth it. We just wanted it so bad.
Does the fact that four of you are seniors, you've been playing together all this time, kind of help you have each other's back when one of you is having a down night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have all five of us can score at any time, and I have faith in any of my players to shoot that shot.
Now, from your perspective where you were standing, what was this defense doing that was shutting down Leifer and Harris when they're normally the big scorers?
They just pressured us, and we collapsed the first half. We didn't come out like we should have. Van Meter came out, and they wanted it more that first half, and we just had to prove that we should be here, and we capitalized the second half.
Congratulations on the victory. We're looking forward to seeing you at State.
All right, thank you very much.
Final score tonight, Adair KC 54, Van Meter 49, and we'll let these players get back to their teammates and have a celebration on the court. Kevin Beadle joined alongside by Gavin McBride as, Zach Leifer is going to come down and sit down and have a quick conversation with us. Zach, congratulations on the victory tonight, headed to State. What was Van Meter kind of had you struggling off and on? You were getting kind of frustrated. We could see some frustration on your face. What do you do just to prevail from that?
Just try to work hard and get my teammates open because if there's a man on me and they're in a zone, there's someone got to be open.
Four seniors, you guys have been playing together since your freshman year. How did that help all of you out, kind of getting each other's back?
Just 4 years of playing together, you know, we know what each other's going to do out on the court, and we have total trust in every one of them.
What was their defense doing to you throughout the game that kind of got you, like when you had that 10-second violation?
They were just having good pressure on us the whole time. They had a good press going.
Is this one of the better pressing teams and one of the fastest teams you've seen all season?
Yeah, we haven't been pressed much, but that was definitely a test for us tonight.
Well, congratulations on the victory tonight. We look forward to seeing you down the road at State. I'll let you go back and party with your teammates.
All right, thank you.
54-49 is your final score tonight. Adair Casey over Van Meter. And we'll be right back. Hopefully we'll track down the coach. You're listening to Iowa High School Basketball. It is KSOM.
Wings America Travel Center in Avoca is your full-service filler-up station. Whether you need fuel for your vehicle or for yourself, you'll find it at Wings America. They're a full-service truck stop with fuel for your car, truck, or semi. They got a full-service convenience shop filled with snacks, drinks, magazines, toiletries, even gifts, and so much more. Looking for a great meal? Visit Taco John's Mexican or Made Right sandwiches. Also, why not visit the American Pie Cafe, a 24-hour restaurant, all located inside the Wings America Travel Center. Wings America, located just off I-80 in Avoca.
And we're back out here to Valley West High School, wrapping things up as someone's tracking down Coach M. Garden for us at this moment. 54-49 is your final. Kevin Beadle joined alongside by the one and only Gavin McBride. Gavin, what an exciting basketball game we got to witness down here in Des Moines tonight.
Oh, man, you know it. Way exciting, incredibly exciting, over the top exciting, just absolutely phenomenal. But right now, you know what? The coach is heading in right now, and I'm going to hand the headphones over to him. So here's the coach.
Forgot about you guys, sorry.
As Coach M. Garden sitting down here, first off, catch your breath for a second.
yeah, that was a crazy one.
What an exciting basketball game, coming out by 5 points. Was this the fastest team that, and one of the better pressing teams you've seen all season from your point of view?
Yeah, at times. A lot of times teams don't press us. We haven't had a lot of people do it this year, so it did cause a few problems, as you saw. And after they calmed down, which took them a long time to calm down, about 3.5 quarters, we played a little better. So that was good.
Josh Harris was having quite a rough first half, and you sat him down for a couple minutes and talked to him. Was it mainly nervousness you had to get out of him, or did you just tell him the right things on the sideline?
Yeah, just told him to calm down. I mean, we were getting nervous, and there was, you know, a quarter and a half left. You know, we played nervous for three quarters, so. And a lot of that was due to Van Meter. They played great defense. They changed up their defenses on us, and we had a hard time getting a beat on them. And after we did, it seemed to work out, as you can see.
You did a good job keeping your team from taking bad shots down the line and just playing smart basketball on the sideline. And one second on Alex Beierlein, he kind of went down and kind of got shaken up on that play and then went to the line, and he was really, really upset at what happened. Is he just that kind of player that when he gets upset, he can start hitting down the shots?
Beierlein makes free throws when he has to. That's what I'll say about Alex. when he has to do something, he will do it. There's no doubt about it. So I felt good at him at the line, especially after he makes the first one or two. He usually gets in a rhythm.
And Ryan Moon really stepped up for you tonight. He had 12 points from the floor. When Harris and Leeper were struggling, he really started coming through.
Yep. Like I said, you know, sometimes Moon gets overshadowed because he doesn't have the fancy numbers, but Ryan Moon is a heck of a basketball player, and he saved our butts more than once, and he probably did it again tonight.
All right, thank you, Coach. I'll let you go back and join your team on the side.
All right, thank you very much.
Congratulations. Have fun at State.
Oh, you bet.